I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this presentation of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Michael Hooker.
And I'm Aiden Wilson.
We're going to be bringing you guys a great coaches show this evening, so stay tuned for that. But right now, me and Aiden are going to get into kind of a recap of this past week here at Pendleton Heights. Basically. So starting things off, we're going to start with the baseball side of things. Yep. They had their season opener against Newcastle, a conference team, winning both of those games. The first one was away at Newcastle. They won 13-3. Very, very good fashion for them. Then the next night, which was at home, their home opener, they won against Newcastle 8-3. So two very solid performances. Then they traveled down to Tennessee for a tournament to play in there. Played some very good competition. But Aiden, what have you really seen out of the baseball team so far in this kind of past week to start their season?
The pitching staff. I've talked to some of the pitchers, Colton Frank and Jameson Wofford. They seem really confident, again, in their pitching staff this year, and I think that's something, obviously it boosts the team confidence because you might not, have the best at-bat every time, but if you can come out on the other end and you're confident in your pitcher, keeping the score how it is and not letting many runs pass through, then that definitely helps the team morale. But yeah, like I said, Michael, the pitching staff this year, very solid, and it's really, kept its name too, obviously, with the scores that you just listed.
Yeah, and another player mentioned there that's been pitching some. He actually started in the home opener. Was Jacob Garner. He started off very strong. First inning, he threw a no-hitter in that first inning. Second inning, allowed two runs. The defense kind of lacked in that second inning. But then from then that point out, only allowed one run coming in the fifth inning. So really, pitching in the first two games, only allowing six runs total. That's pretty good for the for baseball, especially in the state of Indiana.
It's while scoring 21 runs at the same time too.
Yeah, that too. 13 runs in one night is very, very, very strong for this Pendleton Heights team, and they are a very junior dominated team. You know, players like Jordan Williamson, Jacob Garner, Jameson Wofford, Colton Frank, Cade Brown, Braden Stevenson, Bryce Stevenson, even Ty Frakes. Very, very junior dominated team, but they get the job done with what they have. They also have a sophomore starting at first base. That's Rylan Kiesling. He struggled in that home opener, missed some catches that he should have made, but overall, for his first varsity action, he looked pretty solid out there running first base.
Yeah, and especially as you said, Michael, with all those surrounding positions and teams around him, being, it's only a year older than Ryan himself. But, I think, like I said, that can maybe just boost his confidence to get him where they are now, because obviously I'm sure they felt or they were in his shoes once before, so they know how it feels. And I have no doubt they'll boost him up and get his confidence right for the next game or a couple of games.
And not to mention, they have a few seniors on the team, Caden Sims, Clint Miller, Bo Surface. Bo Surface had a very solid game there at the right fielder position. Caught a couple of huge pop flies that got him two really quick outs. Was solid at the plate. Was struck out once, but overall, pretty solid performance. Got on base a couple times. So really, this senior class as well has really stepped up. But once again, it's a very junior-dominated team.
Yep.
But we are going to switch things over to the softball side of things. They have played two games so far in their season, actually. The first one coming against Westfield. They lost that one 9-5. But Westfield is a very tough team, and this softball team looks very different than what they did last year. They lost a very, very powerful hitter in Bo Shelton. They still have another one in Caitlin Goodwin. But last year, with that tandem of Goodwin and Shelton back-to-back, that was hard to beat.
Michael, like you were saying, for Caitlin Goodwin, her batting average, we were just looking at this a couple moments ago. She's perfect from the plate. And like you said, last year she was definitely dominant there as well. So losing a hitter, obviously one of your best hitters, especially due to, just her graduating, moving on to the next level. But that can definitely slow a team down, and it kind of showed. They didn't play too bad on the defensive end, but they only scored 5 runs in that loss, which, you know, 5 runs is 5 runs, but like I said, it's not enough to keep up with Westfield, and obviously the senior graduating didn't help with, you know, the scoring there in that game.
Yeah, and then another player to mention, Shelby Messer, started on the mound last night for the girls. She has an ERA of 8.08. Obviously, not what you want. A little high there for an earned run average, but still, she pitched a very solid game. Although allowing 9 runs, they still were able to get something done on the opposite end with putting up 5 runs of their own. Yeah. So really, this team, they got to find where they're really, what their personality is, mm-hmm. I feel like. They're missing out on some key positions, but they also have some players stepping up that may not have seen the field as much as what they did last year. One player mentioned, Ari Rector, only a junior. She's getting some varsity playing time as well. Then you also have Avery Miller returning for the varsity lineup as a sophomore. She did start her freshman year. Yeah. And then you also have Grace Fisher, another sophomore. Her sister graduated last year. That was Kylie Fisher. So she's really hoping to fill her older sister's shoes there. So really, I mean, this team, they have a lot of seniors in Nichols, Day, Humble, Elena Smith, Kaya Hubble, Caitlin Goodwin, and Skylar Baldwin. But yeah, what they also have, it's some youth there as well with a couple of sophomores on this varsity roster.
Yeah, and they have solid juniors like you were mentioning. Ari Rector, she batted 2 runs in, and she also led the team in hits in that loss as well. But, Michael, we can't forget, you know, they've only played 1 game so far. It's a very long-lasting season, especially softball, I believe it is. I don't know if it's longer than baseball or not, but I know they're both pretty equal in time, so... Yeah, like I said, with only 1 game down, you can't really put the team down too much, and I also don't think that they should put themselves down. But, yeah, there's definitely something to improve on, but there's also a lot of time to improve at all those things as well.
Yeah, and also coming up in their schedule, they have a game at Shenandoah. Then they have the favorite Horseshoe Classic. They play some very good teams. They get to see Center Grove again. Mm-hmm. They get to see some other very solid competition there. The past couple of years, they've won it, actually.
Yeah.
Last year, I think they rematched against Center Grove in that championship game. Yeah. And really, they were able to execute very well like we expected them to last year.
Yeah, that was a good game, too, Michael. I think we were on that game.
I think it was me and you calling that game, and it was very eventful. Mm-hmm. You know, this team last year...
it had a lot of energy.
They did have a lot of energy. The dugout was very excited. The girls on the field that were either hitting or fielding, they were very, very solid. Their defense was one of the better ones in the state of Indiana. Yeah. I mean, your outfielders were very solid. You had, Gloria Richardson playing the left field. Now it's changed, and mm-hmm. you have to find your identity once again. But I think this team definitely, definitely can.
Yeah, and like I said, kind of like you were mentioning, they're very expressive, you know, on the field, obviously at the plate and in the dugout as well. And I think once it gets deeper into the season and, you know, the team not only starts getting comfortable with themselves and maybe their new teammates, but I think, like I said, it'll help their confidence. And then eventually later down in the season, we'll see those things come out and we'll see, that confidence being boosted by, you know, all the players, and I think they'll eventually come together more as a team as well. But yeah, like I said, they're only 1 game into the season so far, so you can't really say anything on that level quite yet.
Yeah, and then switching things to kind of the track and field side of things, they've had a couple of meets. I know they beat Frankton not too long ago on both boys and girls side. They are a very strong team. Nolan Souders returning for them. Ava Jarrell, only a junior. Souders is a senior. We also have some new faces as well. We also have Gabe Martin as a thrower, all offensive lineman for the football team. He's only a junior, very big person too. I mean, about 6'5". Yeah. So the track team is definitely different, but they're very strong when they need to go out and run and perform and put on their best performance.
Yeah, they've had a couple good years since I've been here, at least. I know I was talking to Benson Davis about this last year, while they were in season. You know, he said that their team's very solid, and likewise for the baseball and softball team, they're all very connected as well. And yeah, I know that team has a lot of, you know, friendships as well. They're not only teammates, but they're also friends, and that helps with, you know, really just any competitive sport. Obviously, being closer to your teammates, helps you play better with them. But yeah, Michael, for this track team, they do have an OWL invite coming up that will be April 6th there in Muncie. And then they have the Madison County Championships just a week after that. So definitely pretty eventful coming up for this track squad.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the segment here. One thing also to mention is that Unified Track and Field is also starting their season as well. So definitely give them the support that they need. But we actually are going to run out of time now for this segment. So we hope you guys enjoyed. But when we return, we'll have another interview for you guys. You're listening to the Raven Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style is on 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to tonight's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Mr. Smith, the athletic director for Pendleton Heights. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So the boys basketball team had a pretty good season. In what ways did the team improve on in the past years, you think?
Well, I think it was it was a team that I think has went through a lot. There was a lot of adversity, and I think they grew from that. And I think they learned a lot this past year being with Coach Buck, and obviously didn't end the way we wanted it to, but was really, really proud of how our team competed all year long. We're in most games. Played one of the toughest schedules in the state. People don't realize that. And that's the thing that we do in all of our sports. I don't want to get off topic too far, but we do that in all of our sports because we just feel like it's more important to be ready for tournament, the state tournament, instead of running up a bunch of wins in the regular season and then not being prepared in the postseason. And so it didn't end the way we wanted it to, obviously. And then, you know, that was a good team. No question. And yeah, they went on to win the sectional, which I felt like they were going to do. And but it was fun, and it was a great atmosphere for our student athletes to compete in. So really happy that they got an opportunity to do that as well.
As the spring sports seasons are starting, what is the preparation like for those?
Well, it's nonstop. It's go, go, go. It's really difficult. We come off of the break and then it just smacks you right in the face. Like it's full go right away, and then weather's always plays an issue in it, but it's fun because we've been kind of trapped inside and we get to go outside and do some things. So and also for our athletes, it's also just kind of the sign that, hey, I gotta make it 9 more weeks here and we're gonna survive the year. So it's fun, and it goes by fast, much faster than the fall and the winter. Spring is the shortest athletic season, and it's just really jam-packed, and it goes by real fast.
So with several spring sports underway, such as baseball and softball, having several games under their belt and track already done with a couple of meets, So what are you hoping to see out of the spring sports this season?
Well, it's the same thing that we want every year. We want to have that success. But, you know, we want our athletes, kind of the thing that we do now is we say that we want to have pride, we want to have passion, and we want to compete. So we want to have pride in what we're doing and representing our school and our community, and have passion for the Arabians. And then also we just want to compete. And, you know, all we ask is that our kids compete from start to finish. And if, you know, whatever the score is at the end is what it is, it'll take care of itself. But you gotta compete for the entirety of whatever your sport that you're in. So, you know, so nothing really changes on what our expectations are from year to year or season to season or sport to sport.
So one big thing here at Pendleton Heights High School regarding athletics is this, the in-school training opportunities that we provide for student athletics, like the weight class, for example, so whichever several other schools don't provide. So what edge does that affect the athletes here at Pendleton?
Well, I think it is important. When I started, one of the things that I was asked before I took the job is, what do you think that we're really struggling in? And I thought that coming off where I had coached football for 13 years, I really noticed the lack of strength. That's where we were hurting. And I think that was across the board. And you know, there's no question that it has paid off. I think that there aren't games, too many games that we walk into where we're physically outmatched now, which is a good thing. We wanted to close that gap, and we did that. And I think it's really benefited our female sports more than the male at this point. Just, you know, the amount of home runs that have hit in softball, I think, is directly related to what we're doing in the weight room during the school day. And so it's a great opportunity. And if you want to compete at the elite levels, that's what you have to do. That's what the schools are doing now. And we're, you know, very thankful that we got the support from our upper administration to be able to implement that program.
Yeah, so focusing on softball now, they had a great season last year, but lost in semi-state to a very tough Roncalli Royals team. So what do you hope to see out of the softball team this year?
Well, it's a fun group. It's a group that has really placed together. They really, really do love each other. And it's just a fun group to be around. Coach Davis does a great job of creating an atmosphere that is enjoyable for our young ladies. And then, you know, and they have success. So it's fun to watch. I don't know how you get any more fun to watch than watching a grand slam that wins a regional at your home field. I think that was last year when Bo Sheldon did that for us. That was probably one of the most exciting play that has ever happened in Pendleton Heights athletics. So that was fun. So new year though, and so they've been to the semi-state 2 years in a row. I know that people are looking. The season did not start the way we wanted it to the other night. And you know what? Those things happen. It's a long season. Our team, I've got great confidence in those young ladies. They'll be ready to go, and they get the opportunity to play the sectional on their home field, which is always fun for our student athletes.
Yeah. And now for baseball, losing a very big senior class last year. So what do you hope to see from the young classes step up for the team?
Well, I tell you, one of those, that loss last year in the baseball sectional was just, that one still eats at me. It was, our guys just competed so hard and I wanted them to win so bad. I was, you know, I felt sick of, and still am. But you turn the page and you start again, and we've got a lot of returning players also. I know you mentioned we lost several seniors, but we've got a lot of returning players with some experience. There is some talent there. I think if our pitching, if we're able to be able to throw strikes, which is that's always the name of the game, really. If we can throw strikes with our pitching, I think that we'll, I don't necessarily know that we'll have a dominating, you know, that number one ace, but I think we're going to have a collective group of guys that will put us be able to compete night in and night out, which is all you can ask. And if the bats get going and we hit it like I think we're going to hit it, I think we can be successful.
Yeah, so in your eyes, what do you think is the current state of Arabian athletics, and what direction and where do you think we need to improve?
Well, we want to get better. That's no question. I think we're in a good spot, but we're definitely not going to be complacent in what we're doing. I'm also realistic and I'm honest with myself, and there are some areas that we really got to improve in. And we do that on a daily basis down in our office. We talk about where areas we need to improve, things that we're doing well. Let's continue to do this. And, you know, in the end, we want to have success, but most importantly, we want to provide an opportunity for our kids. I would love to hang a banner every year. I would love to say that we're a state champion all the time, but I want to just provide an opportunity, because high school athletics does so much for an individual, and you find this out. And so we just want that opportunity to be there, because it leads to so much more after you walk away from here. Our goal is just when you walk away that you can say, I'm a better person, I'm a better young man, better young woman than I was when I started 4 years ago. And that was because of whatever sport, you know, that I was involved in.
Yeah, so that'll do it for this segment of the ASN Coach Show. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to another segment here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Today, I'm joined by the softball coach, Coach Davis. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
All right. So coming in with the first question, how did you get into coaching?
Well, you know, I played sports in high school back in the day, and my daughters played softball from down at the youth program. And growing up, we started traveling after we joined the youth league, and the opportunity came when Scott Hall left to go to Butler University for the opening here at Pendleton Heights, and put my name in there, and John Broughton took advantage of it, allowed me to be the Arabians coach to take the program over, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, very nice. So when did you be training for this season?
We started hard in January, 2 hours a day, twice a week. So we were going 4 hours a week. Started in January, did a lot of conditioning to get ready to start the season.
Yeah, so what did the typical routine look like for, you know, the winter training?
Well, it was, you know, a lot of running. You know, we did a lot of running, a lot of tennis ball work, drills, footwork, speed and agility, running and catching and throwing on the run, things that we don't really work on during the season, you know, to get more balance out of our approach.
Very nice. So what are your expectations this year with having a total of 8 seniors on your team?
Well, you know, the expectations is to get better, you know, to get ready for tournament time, you know, win the conference in the county, you know, so to get better every day. You know, the 8 seniors, they're hard workers. You know, they've been in the program the entire 4 years. This is their year to step up and show how hard they've been working and how successful they can be.
So speaking of the seniors, what is the team like without some of your leaders that you had last year who have now graduated?
Well, you know, it's just after they graduate, it's next man up, you know, next person up. You know, I can name all 8 seniors, but But, you know, all them seniors are leaders. They all work extremely hard. They're all committed to play at the next level. So, you know, they've all been driven through their careers. So, you know, to say that it's different, it's not really different. It's just, I guess, a new look that we're dealing with.
Yeah, so your first game was on Wednesday, the 27th, against Westfield, and the game ended in a 9-5 loss, but they've already played four games this season. So how did this affect the team going to their first game this season?
Well, you know, I think we had a little jitters, you know. I looked out there at one time, and only one player, and two players in nine positions had played that position a year ago. You know, we were there to win. We were ahead in the fifth inning. You know, had a chance to finish it and couldn't complete the job. So we're going to learn from that. We made four errors, which is uncommon for us. That cost us the ball game. But you know, to see the girls out there fighting, you know, we got down late in the game, come back and took the lead. So there's a lot of positive that came out of that game, even though we didn't come out on top.
Yeah, so during that game, you had 10 strikeouts compared to Westfield's three. What does that stat kind of say about your batting early in this season?
Well, it's a little misleading. I think that there are some calls that could have went either way, a ball or strike, and unfortunately, being on the road, it didn't go our way. But, you know, I just told the girls they need to be aggressive at the plate and be ready to go on the first strike instead of sitting there waiting to the half strike two before they're ready to swing. So, you know, again, you know, it's a learning curve. We'll get better and grow from it.
Yeah, so you played Center Grove on the 29th and lost that game 7-6, but senior Skylar Baldwin had two home runs. How important were those home runs in such this close game?
Well, I mean, that set the tone, you know. Her first at bat, you know, going yard, gave us a 1-0 lead, and got everybody excited and relaxed. Center Grove is ranked up there in the top five in the state of Indiana. And for her to do that back-to-back, and the second one was a note, she hit that one, and it was 230 feet. You know, she hit it hard. So for her to get back on track, you know, because she hasn't played for the high school softball team for 2 years. So, you know, for her to do that and show what kind of leader she can be is very impressive.
So you lost last year to Center Grove 6-15. What kind of improvements did you make in this game to minimize the amount of runs scored against you?
Well, yeah, we did lose to Center Grove last year at that score. But then we turned around and played them a week later and beat them 5-3. So, you know, it wasn't nothing that we were intimidated by them or anything like that. You know, we would just went in and knowing that they beat us bad last year. We beat them again in week number two at the Horseshoe. I think it gave the girls confidence that they could play with them. And, again, we had that game. We was up 6-2 in the fifth inning and couldn't get it closed out. So, you know, we got to figure out how to get the games closed and we'll be fine.
All right, so with the last question, you have a game on the second against Shenandoah. Senior Alyssa Allen was one of their best performance. So how will this game differ with her now graduated?
Well, that's we'll see, you know, because we're still kind of young. You know, I don't mean young, but we're kind of new at our positions and in the field. So, you know, we got to learn how not to turn or make mistakes. You know, we've had nine errors in two ball games. You know, you're not going to win ball games with the schedule that I've put together by having that many errors in a game. We're not going to be victorious. So we got to figure out how to eliminate the mistakes and just play within ourselves and worry about us and not everybody else.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Coach Davis. And also, you know, good luck against Shenandoah.
All right. Thank you.
So coming up next, we have another segment here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here by the head coach for the baseball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Vosburgh. So getting right into it now, you guys are already week deep into the season, Coach, and currently stand at 4-1. Would you say this is where you would like to be at this point? And if so, how do you really build on this moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's been a strong start for us. I think we've been able to throw a couple of different lineups out there, get a sense as to where guys are going to best fit into our overall rotations defensively on the mound and the order. You can't be too upset with a 4-1 start. I think we could have played better baseball so far. There's been a couple of games where I feel like we left some outs on the field. We've given our pitchers some moments where they had to throw more pitches than they really needed to, which is going to get them deeper into games. And that's not really sustainable long term. So while you're always happy with a 4-1 start, you're always looking to improve. And so, you know, it's nice that we've been able to make some mistakes and still come out with wins. We've learned a lot. I think we're in a good place right now in terms of how we've assessed our team and where we think guys are going to best fit, what their roles are going to be. Coming back from a Tennessee trip where we had a number of games in a short amount of time, we had to test our depth a little bit and try some different things. And so I'm excited to see how that translates now that we're back into, you know, conference play this week.
Yeah, looking back to the first pair of games last week, of course, as you know, both of them against Newcastle and both resulting in two big wins. The first by 5 runs at Newcastle and then by 10 runs at home in the second. Now, of course, as you know, the first couple of games can always be a bit shaky. Teams usually trying to find and develop their identity. So how would you say your team did in those first few games and what you saw out of them?
Yeah, you know, coming into the year, I would have argued that we were going to have a really strong defensive start to the year, and it was going to hopefully translate. You know, we were going to go as far as our pitching and defense would take us. And so I think we could have played better on the defensive end. What's been nice is our approaches at the plate. I think they've been pretty good so far. I think that we've got room to improve there. Obviously, you know, coaches speak, there's always room for improvement, but you can't be too upset with the types of numbers that we're putting up in terms of our balls in play, our reducing the number of strikeouts. That was a big focus for us coming into this year, was really fighting with 2 strikes and not going down without a fight. And I feel like we've done that really, really well. I think that coming down to like some of the finer details of execution on offense, in terms of getting bunts down, we've been strong running the bases so far. We're getting better. We've made some mistakes, but we're getting better. So I think after those first 2 games at Newcastle, seeing our bats come alive, and really the nice thing about those 2 Newcastle games is that we were down early in both and were able to come back and respond and to answer their scoring with scoring of our own. So, you know, being mentally tough enough to know that, hey, when we're down, we still have the talent, we have the depth, we have the skill to come back into a game and make it a result that we're proud of. I think that says a lot about those first couple of games. So I really liked our fight in those first couple of games.
Moving forward now and taking a closer look at this past weekend, you guys went down to Tennessee for 3 out-of-state games in which you won 2 and lost 1. But what would you say the team got out of this trip?
You know, first of all, our guys were really excited to go to Tennessee. Yeah. You know, that's been something that they've been looking forward to. We've raised a lot of money to make that possible. We've had just incredible support from our community, from our parents, from our booster club members that are putting in, you know, we're sitting, you know, on a Monday night till 9 o'clock discussing different things in the off season about how can we make these things happen for our boys and what kind of experience can we give them. And so, you know, kind of randomly this year, the prom date was rescheduled to the week before what it is typically. And so that, and I don't really want to get run out of town. So I didn't want to play two games on the same day that we had prom that evening. There's a lot of pictures that I hear that, you know, Falls Park, I hear, is pretty popular that day. So we weren't going to try to play baseball. We're typically in a tournament on that Saturday. And so we lost those two games this year. And so I was kind of trying to be creative and figure out a way that we can make up those two games, but still have an experience for our guys. And a number of other schools around the area travel to this tournament down in Tennessee, the Warrior Spring Classic. And I thought, you know, that'd be kind of a cool thing if we could make that happen. And so a lot of last minute movements, a lot of people putting in a lot of effort to make that a reality. And so really the biggest thing that I get out of that is just that team experience is really invaluable. You know, traveling together out of state, you know, a lot of our boys play travel baseball. And they're used to going to, you know, other locations over the weekend, but we've never done it as a high school program, you know, never having those 19 guys, the managers, the coaching staff get onto a bus and just travel together and be together for three straight days, get into hotels, go to restaurants, and play some baseball. And we played, you know, fairly well down there. So I think just the experience of being together is going to be invaluable to us as a team, just being connected, understanding where people fall into certain roles. And then obviously we just had a lot of fun. So, you know, winning, being able to win two out of the three down there against, you know, good opponents is going to hopefully translate to success now that we're back home in Indiana.
Now, one player that has really been off to a hot start is sophomore Rylan Kiesling. He has racked up 8 RBIs on 7 hits, including a double and a triple. So where has his presence been felt the most, and how has he been able to push this team to the start we're seeing?
Yeah, offensively, he's just had a heck of a start. You know, we tried to assess different players early in the year and where they best fit into the lineup. The thing with Rylan's got a really good eye at the plate. At the same time, he knows how to hit a ball really hard. And so he can do a lot of things in that two spot in our order. You know, we're lucky enough to have a guy like Ty Leloff. I think Ty's batting over 500 at this point. You know, so you get a guy like Ty on base early in the lineup, and then you get a guy like Rylan who can run the bases really well, who has a really good eye at the plate, but then also has pop in his bat. You know, he can do a lot of different things there in that two spot to push Ty to the next bag, to get Ty moving around the bases. And so, you know, he's found himself in a lot of RBI situations because not only Ty getting on base in the one spot, but if you look at really our 9-hole hitter, Mason Saxon, he's essentially a second leadoff hitter. You know, he's batting over 400 or 500 as well. Down there in the 9 spot. And so if you go back to back with Mason and Ty, both speed guys, both guys that have high averages, and then you have Rylan come up in that 2 spot, also a guy that can get on base in a number of different ways, but also move guys around by driving a ball to the gap. You know, like you mentioned before, he's got a double and a triple already, so he can hit for power. He can hit for, he can slug it a little bit. And so you move those guys around in that way, you know, he kind of falls really nicely into that 2 spot. So his presence, his big bat, you know, he's a big, strong kid, but also runs, you know, a sub 760. So he's got speed on top of his strength and power. And so he's really a really unique 2 spot for us to drive in runs, but also get on base.
All right, but taking a turn now and looking at the pitching for your team, it looks like you guys are going for a similar strategy as last year, which is kind of having a handful of pitchers on deck you can use. But out of the group of pitchers so far, has there been anyone that stood out or kind of exceeded expectations?
Yeah, you know, so we kind of ID'd Colton Frank as our kind of number one going into this year. You know, he had the most experience coming in from last year. He got that sectional start against Richmond last year as a sophomore. So he has some of that experience. He's just a gamer. You know, he's a, you know, quarterback for the football team. You know, you have to have that competitive mindset if you're going to go out and try to compete on the mound on the baseball field, very similar to how you're going to compete on the football field. And so if we can take that mindset and have him bring that over to baseball, then that's really helpful for us. So he struggled a little bit in the first inning against Newcastle with his command, but once he settled in, he's really shown out these last couple of outings. You know, he had, I think it was a 5-inning start there in Newcastle, got to about 90 pitches, which is maybe a little bit more than we wanted to push him game one. But you know, he's really big into recovery, and he was able to come back and throw kind of an abbreviated bullpen session, if you will, down on Saturday. And I believe he sat down 6 straight guys on Saturday against Lakota from Ohio. So, you know, he's been a really good guy to have on hand. But we also have a couple of guys out of the bullpen that are really buying into their roles. Jameson Wolford's another player of ours that has some experience coming back from last year. You know, we used him on the mound quite a bit in relief stints last year, and he's had a couple of opportunities to come in and shut down doors, shut down innings. Ran into a little bit of bad luck in game two down in Tennessee, a couple of errors made behind him. Again, mentioning earlier about guys having to throw more pitches than we really wanted them to, and he was one of those guys that kind of fell into that trap down in Tennessee. But he's given us some really effective moments on the mound this year.
Looking forward now, as I mentioned earlier, you are only a week into the season with five games under your belt. But with that being said, what are some short or long-term goals you have set for the team this season?
Yeah, so we've identified a few different things that we want to make sure we're doing as a team. We want to, obviously, there's the cookie-cutter answer. We want to win conference. We want to win sectional. We want to win county. But in the finite, in the more immediate terms, to make that happen, we don't want to lose back-to-back games this year. And so, you know, we fell to the first game in Tennessee to a really strong team out of the Cincinnati area, Lakota East. And then we bounced back that very next game, and we were able to take that second one. So we you know, continuing to maintain that, never lose back-to-back games, and then also win each week. You know, so if you've got three games in the week, we want to be able to win at least two out of the three. You know, baseball is a very fickle sport. It's not going to be, it doesn't follow the script. You can run into one good pitcher on that one good team. That one team might have six wins in the year, but those six wins come from that one guy when he's on the mound, right? So the rest of the team might not be that strong, but if you got one solid pitcher that can keep you down, you know, that's you know, it baseball can be very individual in that way. You know, one guy can win you one game in the right moment. So, you know, we run into those buzzsaw pitchers. You know, people identify Pendleton Heights and on their schedule, and they're going to put their best guy forward a lot of times to come out and face us. And so, you know, we've seen really, really good pitching over our times, which ultimately makes us stronger, you know, as we go into tournament play. So, you know, I've really been trying to keep our guys focused on just the moment. You know, we've got long-term goals where we want to win sectional, but to get to that point, what do we need to do? We need to be strong. We need to be resilient. We need to be tough. And so that means mentally tough as well, where if we lose a game, we come right back and win the next one and try to win each week.
All right, and for this upcoming week, you guys have three games on the schedule, the first two against Yorktown and then Hamilton Southeastern on Saturday. For the Yorktown Tigers, they're coming off of a 20-7 season in which they finished second in the conference. So what is your game plan heading into these two tough conference games?
Yeah, Yorktown will be interesting because they've lost a couple of their seniors that they really relied on last year. They split with Delta on Saturday, so Delta was able to win one with Zach Klein, which is one of their number one from Delta, that is. Yorktown threw probably five or six different pitchers on Saturday, so it'll be really interesting to see what they do tomorrow, whether they were keeping a guy or whether they were throwing the gauntlet at Delta to try to win those two games. If they have kind of an ace in the hole that they're ready to throw against us tomorrow, we're not quite sure what we'll see from them. Just because of their turnover, we can kind of, and that was their first two games of the year as well. So, you know, if they went number one and number two with Delta, we'll see what that brings then for us tomorrow. But regardless, you know, we've identified a couple of their returning hitters, but their lineup has changed quite a bit. But the one thing you're always going to get with Yorktown is Yorktown's really well coached. Really, they're a tough group of kids that have played baseball together for a long time, and so they are barely connected right away, regardless of how early on you face them in the season or how late they are in the season. And they're coming off of a winning year, so you're going to want to. They're going to obviously want to continue that, and they've established a winning culture there where it doesn't matter who they're playing, they're gonna give you a fight. So I think that, you know, having Yorktown this week and then HSC, it's a tough week coming up, but we're ready to take on that task.
With that being said, that is all the time I have here with Coach Vosburgh. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Braden Folk is able to sit down with some senior softball players for our next segment here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Falk Creek Retirement Village. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501, Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village.
back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Braden Falk, joined by two softball players, Shelby Messer and Kelsey Day. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Starting off, you guys are 25-6-1 and sectional champions last season as well as regional champions. What does that mean to the team knowing you can be great and also do good things?
I feel like it gives us a good like energy boost this season. We did lose a lot of key players last year and do like a small number of players this year. Like we're going to have to work for it, but I think we can get back to where we were last year and it's exciting.
I agree. It is really exciting and I also think it is an energy boost. I think looking back on the season, it's a goal of ours, but really not spoken about because you don't want to speak. It's not about where we fit or where we begin. So we're trying to begin and have a good season and then not really think about where we want to end. But it is an energy boost to where we want to be.
All right. And what are some things you guys can do to be almost ensure you guys were as good as you were last season?
So I think it's all about energy and practice. We had to talk about it. We didn't start the season off too great last Wednesday, but we went out to practice yesterday and we had better attitudes. We put in all of our effort and it's going to be a key thing. We only have 12 players, so just everyone giving everything and really earning their spot and just trying their best to get us to where we were last year, just taking every day one day at a time.
I think focus and energy is definitely a key part. Again, we only have 12 players, so a lot of it is energy. I think we have to fill up for those spots that we lost, and it's really important to stay focused in the game as well.
All right. You guys also play Center Grove today, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And you guys lost 15-6 last year in the regular season. What are some things you guys can do to maybe change the outcome of that?
Honestly, I think it's our attitudes. Last year, we knew they were good, and we didn't know our full potential yet. But this year, I think we know our full potential. I know that one of their key players is currently hurt, so she can't do as much. So just really like using that as a boost to, you know, our defense has to be set, but at the same time, we have to get the runs in, and we have to just focus on what our bats can do and really control our mindset and how we're going to go into this game. And I think we're really confident today. It's exciting, but I think we can do good today.
I think today knowing the game is going to be a definite factor. A lot of the people, I think Wednesday we didn't, it was Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I think Wednesday we didn't really know the game. And again, we had to talk about it the other day at practice. So I think knowing the game and knowing where the next play is, what we need to do, simple plays is definitely going to be a big part for tonight.
Now looking more into your rival side of the things, what's one team you're looking forward to playing this season?
Roncalli.
I would say, so in the Carmel Invite, we are playing Roncalli and Penn, and they both went to the state championship last year. But really focusing on New Pell, honestly, and that's our sectional like competition. Like, in order to get a sectional, we need to beat them. So really focusing on, and they're the same team as last year. They didn't really lose any key players. So just building up our confidence in our game and just getting back to where we were last year. Like, New Pell, Roncalli, and Penn are going to be our three main rivals this year.
I'm so excited to play Roncalli.
Is there any, like, background behind this? Obviously, I know, but maybe people who are listening don't.
Their old pitcher, they just lost a definite key pitcher, Keegan Rothrock. She went to Florida State University. She went to Florida. She's doing really good, and it was definitely a challenge to beat them. But I feel like this year, with her being gone, we definitely have, like, a greater chance of beating them. So I'm excited to see what we can do with that.
Yeah, another thing about Roncalli, we lost them in the final or in semi-state 2 years ago, and then last year they beat us in the Final Four as well. So they've just been the key factor, like keeping us from going to that state championship.
All right, and wrapping up this segment, are there any players you guys look forward to maybe prove themselves or shine in the regular season?
I'm excited to see what Avery Miller can do, and obviously Caitlin Goodwin, she's insane. So just seeing what she can do, like in our Westfield game, she got a double on her first at bat, and they walked her in the next three just because they know she's so powerful. And they know that she can do some damage and help us get runs in. But Avery Miller, she's a key asset in our infield, and she's a sophomore. So just seeing how she grows as a player and seeing like how she grows her game is going to be super exciting.
I'm excited to see Kaya Hubble coming back from an injury. I'm excited to see what kind of work she put in and where she can be at now, because I know she was out for almost a year. So I'm really excited to see how she comes back from that.
All right, and that'll be it for this segment of the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the last segment here in the Coaches Show. Tonight, me and Aiden are going to go over what's coming up in the schedule for the sports here in the spring for Pendleton. So we're going to start off with softball. So coming up for them, they have a game at Shenandoah on the 2nd of April, I believe. So yeah, definitely go check that out. It's not that far. So
no, it's actually pretty close to here.
Yeah, it's like maybe a 15-minute drive away. Down, just straight down 36, State Road 36. Then after that, on the 3rd, they will have their home opener versus Delta, their first conference game of the season, hoping to start out 1-0 in the conference. Then on the 6th, that same week, it will be the Horseshoe Classic Tournament. That should be a very, very fun one. They start out against Chesterton and Avon in the first two rounds. Then it goes into the elimination games for who can win the title.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be very interesting. Then right after that, they get into the Madison County Tournament on the 9th versus Elwood. So,
yeah, Michael, like you said, for Elwood, I believe we did play them last year in the tournament as well, and I mean, obviously, we did beat them because we won the whole thing, but Elwood was good last year. I know their pitcher was really good. I don't know if she graduated or not, but, yeah, like I said, Elwood's a good team. We also, I'm sure they have a new team, like I said, but we also have a new team. So, you know, it's going to be a different matchup going into this year, but the coaching staff has stayed the same, at least for Pendleton. So I believe that, you know, going into those games, the coaches will give Our Lady Arabians the confidence going into that game. And, you know, like you said, we've won it in the past couple years, so I don't really have any doubts when it comes to that game specifically. But going into the later rounds, obviously it's going to get tougher, and we won't see our opponent until we get past those rounds, obviously. So the tournaments, it's, you know, it sparks some nerves, especially for those girls on the softball team. But, yeah, Michael, like you said, we've won it the past couple years, so we do have the confidence going into it.
Yeah, and I think for the softball team, they make it their goal each year, go county, conference, and at least sectionals. Last year, they were one game away from making it to state.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good this team was last year. They played arguably the best team in the state of Indiana. They did go on to win the state title that year in Roncalli, the Lady Royals. And that was a very, very good game, the first four innings. It was a no-hitter on both sides. Messer and Eliza Finley were pitching very well.
Yeah.
And then Roncalli's pitcher, she was pitching very well. But it just happened in one inning to where one mistake was made by Pendleton Heights, and then Roncalli took it and started to flow, and they put up 8 runs straight. And it was very hard for Pendleton Heights to get back into their groove defensively and get into one on the attacking side. So really, for Pendleton Heights, I think they can definitely have a put together another successful season like that. It's just going to take a couple games here at the start of the season to get into that groove. And once they start winning some games, I think this team will definitely be one of the ones to watch this year.
Yeah, Michael, like you said last year, we were a pretty good team. Again, I'm not too familiar with the softball team. Michael, would you know, obviously we've, like you said, we've been good in the tournament for the past couple of years, but how good has our past teams really been? Like past, let's say, like 3-4 years.
They have been very, very solid teams.
So it's a good system.
Bo Shelton, I believe, started her sophomore year, was a very powerful hitter. Went 2-3 years in a row, sophomore, junior, senior year, leading the team in home runs. Mm-hmm. So really, she was a big piece as to why some of those teams were successful. You also had the speedier players around her and some of the other, another power hitter or two behind her. So really, they all put their pieces together and it worked. And these teams were good. They went to regionals and semi-state. So really, these teams that the Pendleton Heights softball team has had in the past have been very, very good. They've been top five in the state rankings. So really,
solid team.
Yeah, they've been very solid these past few years.
All right. So yeah, now with that understanding, like I mentioned earlier, they started their season 1-0, but yeah, like you said, last year they did play the team that went to state, and like you said, the first four innings were, you know, not good, not bad for either team. It was kind of just obviously blank on the scoreboard. But like you said, they got 8 runs up in one inning. And that's the fun and interesting thing both about softball and baseball. The game can just turn around just like that. Like at the snap of your fingers, at the wrong release of just one single pitch, you know, you can lose the game. Just like that. So, for this softball team going into the tournament, now that, you know, I understand this team more, my opinion really hasn't changed, and I'm confident for this softball team.
All right, now you want to speak a little bit on what baseball has coming up within this next week.
Yeah, so the boys baseball team, they're in Tennessee right now, like Michael said. They did leave for Tennessee this past Thursday. That would be March the 28th. As we're currently, our schedule currently, we did play Creek Wood there on the 29th that Friday. And then they'll play PCA, which is another team that they will play down in Tennessee. That game will be on Saturday the 30th. And then I believe they'll be back here in Pendleton that next week, which then they will play Yorktown. That'll be a doubleheader one. The first game will start off here at home. And then the second one down at Yorktown. And then they play Hamilton Southeastern there on April 6th. And then, Michael, it says they have an opponent to be announced there on April 10th. Is that some sort of a tournament that would be coming up?
That might be the Madison County tournament. Because I believe baseball and softball play their Madison County tournaments at around the same time.
Yeah, so that's another thing to look out for. I'm not going to go too far into it because, again, that tournament, I think that's a good stopping point for baseball and their schedule. Once they get to that tournament, they're going to come out of it and they're going to get an outcome, and then really they'll base, well, obviously their game plan won't change or anything like that, but it'll be a different confidence level. So after that, you know, their games, I guess we'll see how they go, Michael.
Yeah, and one thing to mention about this baseball team, Coach Vosburgh mentioned it in the post-game interview at home against Newcastle. He said they have a board in their dugout this year, and it has goals for each game. So at least 3 innings pitched without a hit or without a run, then you have an inning with at least 3 or more runs. You know, you have stuff like that, and we have to get a certain amount of hits this game. And he says that's really changed the culture of this team. It's given them something to work for in each game. And I think that's definitely going to be a big thing. He said another big thing is that they have to pitch well. And with the pitchers that they've had throwing some so far this year, and Frank, Walford, and Garner, they've done a very solid job, only allowing 6 runs in their first 2 appearances. So really, this team, they look like they're on a hot start so far to this season, and are looking to go far in the postseason. But it's a very hard sectional that we have. We have New Pal, Anderson, Mount Vernon. We have some very, very tough teams. So if Pendleton Heights wants to have some success, they have to prove themselves in this regular season by beating or putting up a good contest against New Powell and Mount Vernon this year.
Yeah, and they have to stay with it as well. Just looking back on last season, you know, not to reminisce or anything, obviously the team has changed, but last season we did play Newcastle for our first two games as well. The scores for those ones, the first game was 16-0, and then the second one was 13-2. But then we lost to Yorktown there, down in Yorktown 5-4, but then we came back and bounced back again, winning 10-5. And then we went on a little win streak, caught a loss here and there, but towards the end of the season, Michael, I'm sure you remember too, they kind of just, I wouldn't say went on a fluke, but and I think they kind of lost their confidence a bit. Starting off this season, obviously pretty strong, as you were mentioning, the pitchers and all the juniors and all the power and confidence and really just, you know, belief in each other that this team has. I think, like you said, again, with the goals that the coaches have set out for this team, it's boosted their culture, like you said. So I think there's definitely some good beliefs for this team, and I guess we'll see how it pans out. But yeah, for now, definitely a great start for the baseball team. Nothing to really complain about.
Well, that will do it for our time here this evening. We hope you all enjoyed the show this evening with the interviews and the couple segments that me and Aiden have had here. But we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.